Okay, we want to first of all take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, Yosef and Dvora Wolf, in commemoration of the Yortzeit of Yosef's mother, Esther Chaya, which will be on Shabbos, the 5th of Tammuz, and Hashem should have an Aliyah. And also thank Mrs. Freeman, who are sponsoring in honor of their upcoming marriage of the children. Mazel tov. Huh? What?
Nothing.
Okay. I want to mention, with no fanfare, but this will be my last year in this slot. We've had 5 years, and I don't say that it will be necessarily the last year of the season, because I think some of the Chevra are trying to work on rotation for the next few weeks, where some of the Balabatim will give this year. But traditionally, I've taken the summer hiatus in July and August, and we'll be starting that after this week as well. Okay, the Parshas Korach has a lot to talk about. A lot of the halachic discussion, actually, Truma and things like that. Of course, the big topic has to do with Machlokas. In a previous year, we spoke about the Isser of Machlokas. Is there such an Isser? Some Rishonim seeing that as a source in the Parsha. But in the context of the Truma discussion, in Bamidbar Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chav Ches, there's the well-known Pasuk of Kein Tarimu Gam Atem. And the Gemara in Kiddushin says that this Pasuk is the source for the idea of Shlichus. Ma Atem Ladatchem, Af Shulchachem Ladatchem. So you do it, obviously, not just yourself, your shliach can do it on your behalf. He's doing it ladatcha. It's as if you did it. And there's a certain magical power, almost, if you will, a halachic magic to the idea of shlichus. And even though you didn't do it, yours who knows where, but when someone else does it, it's not just that they did it on your behalf, you benefit from it. It's more than that. It's as if you actually did it, to the point that mitzvos can be fulfilled in that way. The concept of shlichus is a big topic in mitzvos. You here see the makor for all of shlichus, according to this Gemara, is in the mitzvah in the context of truma. And actually in the Shabbos Gemara here a few years ago in Masechta Kiddushin, we spoke about the fact that even though there are many mitzvos which lend themselves to shlichus, nevertheless, we know from experience that there are many mitzvos which cannot be performed al yidei shliach. I have often quipped, and it's true, so I don't mind repeating it, that in my younger years I was desperate to try to find a way to fulfill shachar's either shliach or tefillin either shliach so I could sleep later. But those are examples of mitzvahs which you have to do yourself, you have to get up yourself. Whereas there are other mitzvahs we know which one could be performed either shliach. And that's a general question which we've discussed in other contexts, specifically that in those Shabbos shurim, why certain mitzvahs are allowed, lend themselves to shliach and certain mitzvahs don't. However, what I wanted to focus on this evening is, in a certain sense, the opposite end of the spectrum. And that is that the Gemara, there in Kiddushin as well, Daf Membeis Mabeis, it's also discussed famously in Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Yud, tells us that, leave aside the fact that there are certain mitzvahs that can't be done, there's a whole other category of actions which are exempt from the concept of shlichos, and that's averos. Let's say someone wants to do an Avera, but for whatever reason, they don't want to do it themselves. So they appoint a shliach. Everything is exact same as if there would be a mitzvah or a business deal or anything like that. You appoint a shliach, and the action that you ask the shliach to do is actually one which is an Avera. So if you would say the shlichus would work, what that in essence would mean is that the mishalayach, the one who sent the agent on the mission, shlucho shel adam kamoso, as if he had done it, the halachic magic here would work against him, and it would be as if he did the avera. If you say shlucho shel adam kamoso, so just like it helps me do a mitzvah, it would be to my demerit if I had the shliach do an avera. Does that work? And the Gemara says famously, no, this is an exception to the rule of shlucho shel adam kamoso. The Gemara starts off with a very famous svara. The end of the Gemara mentions some sukkim. There's a little bit of a discussion to what extent perhaps the psukim supersede the svara, but the general consensus seems to be that the svara, although we'll see it's a big debate in a moment, how to understand the svara, but the Gemara very famously says, why isn't there shlichus for an avero? After all, it says shlichus. Divrei harav, divrei hatalmid, divrei mi shomim. Right? Two people ask you to do something. One is the boss, and one is the lower level employee. So in such a case, who would you listen to if they were conflicting? Of course, you would listen to the boss. So to hear that Ribbono Shel Olam is the big boss, he told you not to do action X. Some young guy, young meaning he could be 80, but he's certainly not Ribbono Shel Olam, he tells you to do something anti-X. So you have a conflict. The Rav, Ribbono Shel Olam, telling you to do one thing. One of his Talmidim, if you will, one of his lower, is telling you to do something else. Who should you listen to? Of course, the Shaliach, you shouldn't be listening to the Meshaliach, you should be listening to the Metzaveh, listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rashi comments on this Gemara, and he says, Ein Shaliach Choshev Shaliach L'Dvar Avera. You can't be a Shaliach for an Avera. L'Hischayev Sholcho. Again, what does that mean? If you would have been a Shaliach, you would have been Mechayev of the person who sent you. Ela Harehu Ka'osa Me'elov. But since we paskin Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Avera, what that means is that even though you say, what do I want to rob a bank? Money, what do I need to go to a care about money from? You know, I'm not, I only robbed the bank because of him. And maybe it's even true. Maybe it's really true. It doesn't make a difference. If you are totally, we cut the cord, you're on your own. Harihu, as Rashi says, ka'osav elav. It's as if you did it completely on your own, we don't care. There's no connection between you and the Mishalayach. It's your Avera, period. Now, it is worth noting, as the Gemara itself does, it seems a little bit, you know, discomforting to think that the, you know, the general, if you will, the capo, the head of the gang, you know, who just sits up in the office and has his underlings, you know, doing all the dirty work, that someone, he doesn't do any averos, because any shlech is not avera, you know, he never gets his hands, you know, the ultimate defense attorney, right? I didn't do anything. These guys were murdering and killing and this for me, but I didn't do anything. I didn't rob anything. So, any shlech is not avera, taka. So the Gemara tells us that it's not so poshut in the sense of, there is clearly an idea of dinei shamayim. The Rav Shammai Hazokain says that the mashleach is chayiv dina rabba. There is a terrible onesh on the mashleach. Of course, it's not in this world, it's in the next. Or the Tanakhama explicitly says that you're not punished in this world, he's talking about a case of murder, because it's as if you were a gorein. It's like gram ritzicha. So just like the Gemara in Sanhedrin and other places talks about certain things that you could do, but you didn't do a maisa ritzicha. You just did a groma, a gram, it's indirect causation, where we say, taka, okay, forget a shaliach, let's say I'm the only guy, on my own. But instead of shooting the guy, I tie him up and I leave him out in the desert and he eventually starves to death. So if we were to assume, I don't want to get into the discussion of what is called gram, or I leave him in a place where he's going to drown, or I leave him in a place where the animal eats him or something. I didn't do anything, but I let him in a place where something else happened. So if those would be considered groma, no shaliach, just a groma. So you're Rosh Marusha. But the Bezdin can't do anything to you, because that's not a Maiser Ratzicha. But yet, you're Rosh HaMarusha, you're going to be a Din Shemayim. So too, says the Tanakhama, if you are the instigator, you created the conspiracy, there would be a Din Shemayim, no question about it. But nevertheless, in this world, there's not much the Sanhedrin can do for you, do to you.
Would he be
overloaded initially for Iver? I wonder why not. It's not clear to me 100%, but I don't think so, no. Maybe. The Gemara, we actually spoke about this. If you take a look at your Bereshit notes, or if you go to the internet, and you check under the Bereshit Shurim, a few years ago, we spoke about the famous Gemara Sanhedrin about the Nachash. That the Nachash is a Mesis, an inciter. So there is an overlap with being an inciter, a Mesis, and Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and sending someone. But it would not be Lif Neiver, I don't think. But it might be something that they do discuss a parallel in their own Moshe. But I wanted to ask, in light of all of this background, that Lamaisa, as much as we don't like the guy, and you're Dini Shemayim, you're a bad guy, but Bidini Odom, the Mishalech is Potter, so I wanted to ask three questions, which hopefully we could answer. Number one is murder for hire. What's the status of the Mishalech who hires the hitman? That's question number one. Now you might say it's straightforward based on what we just saw. But okay, let's just keep it in mind. Number two is, let's say I am not a murderer, I'm a peaceful, loving man. But I am a career criminal. And I really want to get my hands on some particularly valuable merchandise. And imagine for a moment, Meher Yabana, that we're living in a time of the Beis HaMikdash. And you know what would be pretty valuable? The menorah. I want to steal the menorah. But, you know, the Beis HaMikdash has good security. What do I know about, you know, I can't take a chance. I'm a Levi. They recognize me over there. So I get a shliach to steal from me, and not just to steal anything, to steal the menorah from the Beis HaMikdash. And he does it. What would be my status there? Any reason to think it would be any different? And finally, a third question relating to both the murder for hire and the theft for hire. Does it matter if I hire a rookie or a pro? In other words, if I'm looking, if I look for the best assassin there is, a guy who I know, on the roster, he's got 27 kills, and he's a real pro, or I get some guy who I know is Uncle Beryl, and he's a little bit hard up for cash, and he's so desperate, that if I tell him I'll give him, $1,000, or he'll be my best friend, if he'll do this for me, I never did it, don't worry, you just aim and shoot, it's no big deal, A rookie, does it make a difference? Does that make a difference or not? So those are three questions. Keep those in mind. Let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara, world famous, says, what's the Svara? Why do we limit Shlichus? Shlichus from our Parsha, Shlichus from Atem, Gamatem. Why do we limit Shlichus? It doesn't apply to Averus. So Gemara had said, Divrei Harav, Divrei Hatam, Divrei Mishamim. So that's a nice idea, but let's be honest, it sounds more like the Mashkiach and the Beis Medrash and Elul screaming at you a Musar for it. How could you listen to the person? But halachically, what's that got to do with anything? Why does Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim, how does that answer the question? Why, if you have a halachic power called Shlichus, why should Divrei Harav make a difference? How is that interfering with what is the default? The default is that Shlichus should have worked. So this is the subject of a world-famous machlokas. It's most crystallized in a number of the somewhat early achronim, but as we'll show, it certainly seems to be implicit in the Rishonim. And in the achronim, in the yeshivas, this is quoted as a machlokas, usually it's quoted as a machlokas between the Sma and Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Sma is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now they both have plenty of supporters, even in the Achronim and in the Rishonim, but these are the two main, most notable players in this machlokas. So the Sma and Choshem Mishpat gives the first approach. And the Sma says offers what I would call a psychological umdana. And he says as follows. He says, here it is, in a moment of, insanity on my own part, I asked you, I hired you, it doesn't matter if it's more money or not, to kill somebody. Now, it's one thing for me to ask, but why am I asking? Why didn't I do it myself? Because I can never pull the trigger. And the truth is, says the Sma, that a person says afterwards, I never thought you would do it. A good Erel Chayid, just because you're diddled down on your luck, you lost your job, you're going to take my $1,000 to kill somebody? How could you do such a thing? It's a murder. What kind of Jew murders somebody? I never thought you would do it. Sover shlo yishmalo, says the Sma. What the Gemara means when it says, Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim, is we're dealing with you. How could anyone, because I asked you to murder, you're going to violate the Ten Commandments? I never thought he would do it. I say, okay, but guess what? Too bad he did it. No, says the Sma. What that means is, I never had really any Gemiras Das when I appointed you. And you all of a sudden do something because you think I would like it. Well, I didn't appoint you to do it. I don't want it. It's too bad for you. I didn't make you do it. Now you get yourself in trouble. You want to drag me down with you. I didn't ask you to do something. No, no, no. In order for there to be shalichus, you want to be my shliach? I have to be memana you. There needs to be a minu. I have to appoint you. In this case, I appointed you. I asked you to do the killing. I asked you to rob the base of Mikdash. Yes, but says the Sma, what the Gemara was getting at is in essence there's a chisaron in the minui. I said the words. I asked you to do it. But then, in the case, when the guy gets up on court, he says, well, you think what did I want with the base of Mikdash? You think I have a place in my house for the menorah? I was doing it for Yankel. He was my mishaleach. He appointed me. So I get up on the stand, and what's my defense? I shouldn't be guilty. He wasn't my shliach. Are you denying that you asked him? No, no, I admit that I asked him. But it was tech a joke. I never thought he would do it. I never thought he would do it. I never had any real Gemiras Das because I never thought he would do it. And therefore, since there wasn't really a minui, he may have thought he was acting on my behalf. But really, he was always out there on his own. And therefore, comes out according to the Sma, in theory, could there have been shlichus for an avera? Yeah, there could be in theory, but the Gemara is coming to say that in the end of the day, even when they have fits of madness, Jews, at the end of the day, are not only are they hopefully decent people, but they assume that other people are decent people. And therefore, I asked you to do it. I never really thought you would do it. Therefore, I didn't take it seriously. Therefore, it wasn't a real minoy. Therefore, as it so happens, you really weren't my shliach, and you have to take full responsibility for your actions, and I, in the end, again, Dinei Shamayim is going to come down hard on me, because in the end, I, in essence, tricked you, so to speak, in a certain sense. But it doesn't matter for Dinei Adam. That says a sma. That's why, again, when we say Ein Shechet Arveira, that means is that B'dinei Adam, the guilt doesn't get back to me, the Meshaleach, the instigator. Why not? Because in essence, there was no cord. I never meant it. I never thought you would do it. And if I never thought you would do it, I never meant it.
He gives them, if he pays them, if he prepays them.
So what?
He gives them money.
So what? Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim.
This sounds even softer than Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmud.
It's an interpretation of it. Okay. Anyway. Rabbi Kiv Eger doesn't like it. The Sma is in Choshe Mishpat. The main place is in Siman Kuf Pei Beis Siv Katan Beis. Sovar Shlo Yishmalo. That's the famous quote of the Sma. I didn't think he would listen. Rabbi Kiv Eger Bav Metzia Daf Yud. That's the famous one, as I mentioned. There's also actually a Pnei Yoshua and Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis who seems to agree with the Rabbi Kiv Eger. Rabbi Kiv Eger is the famous one. He rejects the Sma and he gives a different explanation. He says fundamentally, Shlichus does not work with Averis. Why not? Because it doesn't. Shlichus is a special magical power the Toach gave. So Koach HaTorah, Shlichus does not make logical sense. It's a special, that's why we need the Pasuk in our Parsha to Nischadish it. But Chiyagav Elo Nischachu. The Torah never created this power to be used against it. It reminds me just of Derech Moshe Labdil. You know, they say sometimes in the constitutional law in America, there's like a theory, you know, that the Constitution is not a suicide pact. But you can't use the Constitution in a way that would be self-defeating. That could never have been, you can never infer a right that would have been so considered so self-defeating. So that's the big debate. Where do you draw the line? But there's such a concept. So here also, that's kind of the way I always think of that in line of this Rabbi Kiv Eger. The Torah created this new thing called Shlichus. You think it did it to help you violate the Torah? We have this concept very often in Rabbanon. But they created an institution, but they made a certain built-in exceptions. Here also, the Torah fundamentally says, no shlichus v'averus. We're not going to help you. You want to do an averus, do it yourself. We're not going to let you pass that buck to somebody else. Fundamentally, I meant it. He took it seriously. Yes, there's a mino. Yes, I appointed him. It doesn't matter. You guys, as the Bubbas would say, you can stand on your head from now until tomorrow. Isaac Morgan, it doesn't matter. Fundamentally, it doesn't work. There's no halachic mechanism for it to work. That's Rabbi Kiv Eger's approach. The Pnei Yeshua seems to agree with that as well. Yes.
The Shliach seems to derive its power from Yad. For example, a Baal give a Shliach a Koyach to
You're getting into
He thinks of the law ever so, but if he gives the get, even though she didn't deserve to get the get, Shliach can still give her the get.
How Shlichus works is a whole parsha. It's not so much. How Shlichus works is itself a question. You're getting into interesting, but way different and complicated field.
Yeah. That's what the army is. So
Well, first of all,
I know there's no shlichus from faith, but now you're putting into place, in other words,
First of all, I don't know, because the reality is that a non-Jew is also prohibited in Ritzicha.
Okay.
So you could say Sever Shal Yishmalo would apply equally to a Goy. But the real point is it's academic, because as I said, as you said, there is no Shlichus Froga, so it for sure doesn't work. In other words, again, when we say it doesn't work, it's to your benefit.
I understand.
But yes, it does not work. There is no Shlichus, that's correct. Which is why, if we were going to give names to the characters in our case, would be Yankel hiring, you know, Herschel the hitman. Okay? Anyway. Okay. So let's see. You'll see a few nafkaminas. I want to give four nafkaminas, which will sharpen and bring out this machlokas. And you'll see that it seems that at least implicitly, if not explicitly, some of the Rishonim already seem to really be anticipating both different approaches. So number one is actually an issue that the Rabbi Kiv Eger himself mentions. And this gets back to one of the three questions I started this year with, which is I asked you, does it make a difference when I'm taking out my murder for hire if I go to a guy who I know who's got 27 kills and he's a mufluk and he used to be in Mossad and, you know, he was a sharpshooter and he knows what he's doing. You know, if I'm going to go ahead with this, I might as well get somebody who's been there before. My palms are sweaty. I don't want his palms to be sweaty. Or, if it makes a difference, no, what's the difference? It's the same murder. The guy is, trust me, there's not enough community to the guy who's dead. He's dead is dead. But I hired Yonko Beryl, who just was around and needed a few extra bucks. Does that make a difference? So this, it turns out, Taka is a machlokas achronim. The Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says it makes no difference. You get a murder, you get a trained assassin, you get a bumbling yokel. It doesn't make a difference. Anybody who you get to commit an avera on your behalf, murder on your behalf, ain't shliach ledvar avera. And the Shach quotes this lahalacha in Chosha Mishpat and Shimon Simon Shin Peches. Ein shliach ledvar avera does not matter. The halachic term that they use, without my colorful editorializing, the halachic term is: does it make a difference if the shliach is muchsuk ba'osu avera? If you know that they've done this a few times before, they've robbed a few banks, they've done a few assassinations. So the Shach says it doesn't matter. Ein shliach ledvar avera. However, the Ramah and Siman Shin Peites and the Taj Beis and the Tshuva both say it does matter. And if you have a guy doing avera for you who's muchsuk ba'osa avera, in such a case we say yesh shliach ledvar avera. That's an exception to the Gemara's rule of Ein. Here we say yesh shliach ledvar avera. So here, I hope you can readily understand what this is dependent on. And it's not surprising that Rabbi Kiva Eger himself is a bar plukta here. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger, Lushitoso, holds that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera means, fundamentally, the parsha of Shlichus was never said about Averas. So once you take such a hardline approach, who cares whether the assassin is a rookie or a veteran? The parsha of Shlichus is not said by Averas. Period, end of story. But if you hold like this, Sma, Sover Shlo Yishmalo, it's a psychological umdana, I didn't think he would listen. Well, you could say I didn't think he would listen when it was Yonko Beryl. Yeah, when I asked him, does he want the money, he was so desperate, he said he'll do it. But did I really think that he'd go through with it? No, I figured he'd look at his sisters and say, oh my gosh, there's no way I could do this. You know, my Bobby will turn over in a grave, how could I do such a thing? But if I already know he's a trained assassin, he's done it 27 times, I can't plausibly, you know, defend myself by saying I didn't think he'd listen. Well, why not? Because he did it already 27 times. He thought, oh, 27, but now he's about Jew. He won't do it 28. You know, that's unrealistic. And therefore, that's why the Ramah and the Tashbeit, working with this same assumption of the Sma, seems to make a difference, which again turns out to be a Chumrah for the Meshalech. So in such a case, murder for hire comes out according to the Ramah and the Tashbeit. If you want to hire a hitman and you don't want to be guilty yourself, hire a rookie. If you hire a rookie, so then you can say, some recession, well, I didn't think he'd go through with it. And if Taka goes through with it,
huh? How about five rookies?
In the first round of the draft?
They have more of a chance
to get him. Well, even if they have two, Shaliach, I mean, the one who wants to hire Shaliach,
Mishaleach
is a varian.
Everyone holds he's a varian. The question is whether Bezdin could punish him.
Yeah, but he won't take Soberish who...
You can't say that when he's a pro, exactly.
Himself doesn't listen to Bissin Averis. So why would you think that other person won't listen to him?
Why? I didn't murder anybody. What do you mean I wouldn't listen? I didn't murder anybody.
He would do such an
Averis. I wouldn't murder. If I would murder, I'd do it myself. I didn't think you'd do it, to go through with it. It's one thing to take my money and say you're going to do it, but the mamash pulled the trigger. I didn't think you'd do it. Okay. That's not for me, number one. Now, community number two is, let's say as follows. You know, very often in criminal conspiracies, the best way to get people to do things for you is to trick them into thinking that they're doing anything wrong. You know, do me a favor, you know, take the money and put it into my account. Oh, yeah, really, because the company, you know, they don't even know they're embezzling for you. Right? You play with enough smoke and mirrors, and the accountant thinks that you're getting, you know, a back pay that the company forgot to pay from last year. Exactly. That's right.
And there's amazing amounts of money available.
Yeah, apparently. I was gonna say it's amazing that there's such poverty in Africa because apparently there's such vast sums of money there. That's right. Anyone who ever fell prey to one of those, do yourself a favor and don't admit it to anybody. Anyway, in other words, to again give a little bit of a more halakhic precision to my colorful case. Does it make a difference if the Shliach Ledvar Avera is Shogeg or not? He doesn't realize what he's doing as an Avera. So you'll tell, I mean, in theory, it could even be a murder case. So let's say the guy, you know, he just dropped off of Mars, there's no murders elsewhere. Or take a more plausible case, whatever the case is. It doesn't...
But you're not making a mishliach.
Why not?
You're
what are you talking about? I asked you to do an action, you're only doing it for me, which is that you think it's mutter, and we, in fact, talk it was usher.
Maybe that the guy's a rodent.
Yeah, whenever you get each case, whether it's murder or theft or pick another Avera, it doesn't matter what it is. I'll give you an example, a classic example, which we're going to get to anyway. The Gemara Bava Metzia talks about someone who has a Meshaleach be Mekadesh and Isha for him that he's not allowed to marry. But let's say the Shliach doesn't know that you're not allowed to marry her. Leave aside the issues of Bar Chayuva, that we're going to get to other complications of that case. But there could be also times where the Shliach does not realize that what they're doing is an Avera. That's called Beshogeg. So in such a case, would you still say Shliach Dvar Avera? After all, from the victim's perspective, it doesn't seem to make a difference. As I said, the dead is dead is dead. But does that make a difference? So this is also a machlokas. Tosfos, both in Kiddushin and in Bava Kamma, as well as the Sma, both, or all, I should say all, Tosfos, two different Tosfos and the Sma, all say that if the Shliach does not realize that the Shliach is Beshogeg, then in such a case, we cannot apply the rule of Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, but in fact, in such cases, we say Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. And the Shach in Shin Mem Ches, as well as the Ritva in Kiddushin, arguing directly on that Tosfos, say no. Again, there's no exceptions. Ein Shliach Dvar Avera means Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. It doesn't matter if the guy, if the Shliach is a Shogeg or not. It doesn't matter. You tricked him. He didn't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, period. Here also, the lumdus is obvious, and again, it's not a surprise, it's the Sma himself, Lashitoso, and apparently Tosla seems to agree with this, that if you hold this based on this psychological umdun, oh, I didn't think he'd listen, well, why didn't you think he'd listen? Because I didn't think he'd do an Avera. But you can't claim that when you know that the guy didn't know there was an Avera, so why wouldn't you think he would do it? But if you hold that it doesn't make a difference because the Parsha of Shlichus was never said by Averos, then who cares whether it's Shogi or not? Nafkamina number three. Let's say there is a action that you had the shliach do, which could be undone. Meaning murder is not, you can't undo murder. The guy's dead is dead. But let's say there's an action the shliach did, which could be undone. You had him do a kinyan be'isr for you. You had him make a purchase for you. You had him somehow buy a property be'isr, it's an onna, whatever, you buy the simcha shemishpat halacha, and now takas in avera. So you want to come before the court and say, good, give me a patch. Even give me Malkus, don't give me Master Yonah, but Lamaisa, I have the money, I have the property. In other words, do we say that the in Shlech Dvar Avera, does that affect the Maisa or not? Is the Maisa Kayam or not? And this is a very, very famous Machlokas, two Deos in Tosfos. For those of you who learned about Metzia recently, either Daf Yomi or you just remember this from your yeshiva days, this is like a classic. Any shiur you were in had at least one, if not two shiurim, just on this Tosfos. The Tosfos of Metzia and Daf Yomi, two Deos, a major machlokas. If you take a look at the Stipler in Metzia, Simon Yadalad, he collects all sorts of other Rishonim and Achronim, both sides of this battle royal. Do you say that the Maisa is Kayam or not? For example, you have the Gemara there talks about a case where you have a Kohen wants to marry a Gerusha, but no rabbi is going to marry the Kohen with the Gerusha, so he sends a Shliach in his place to marry the Gerusha. Then we find out that it was all a ruse because he was really being Mishaleach for somebody who was not allowed to marry this woman. So okay, patch the Kohen, he did an Avera. But are they married or not? Are they married or not? Again, I'm assuming, and this is true for many Isurei Lavin, there are many prohibited marriages, which even if you do them, though, they work. There are certain prohibitions where there's no Kiddushin, it's not Chal. You marry a non-Jew, there's no such thing as Kiddushin. It's not just that it's an Avera, there's no Kiddushin. But certain things like Chavei Lavin, even though it's an Isser, if I would put the ring on her finger, then for sure the Kiddushin would be Chal. But what if I didn't put the ring on her finger? I had a Shliach put the ring on her finger. So we found out, Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. Fine. But does that mean that the mice is botel? Or could I have my cake and eat it too? Ein Shliach Dvar Avera means no blowback to me, no Avera. And yet, mice Kayim, that's the cake.
That's the definition of a Shliach.
The question is, maybe Ein Shliach Dvar Avera only means that I don't get the punishment. We do have a kind of a palginon. Now, it's a bigger chiddush. You know, Rabbi Overstein is putting his finger on a very important point, which is that of the two shittas and tosfos, which one's the bigger chiddush? The one that says ma'aseh is kayim. We understand more readily, I think, intuitively, that the ma'aseh should be bustled. And yet, there's a shita in tosfos, a day in tosfos, and others who follow, that hold that the ma'aseh is Kayim. Leave that aside for a second. Hold on for a second. That is a discussion about when is the Avera in that case. Is it B'shas Kiddushin or only later? That, but leave that aside for a second. That's not what this, they're making a different point.
But that's an entirely different case than all the Geneva cases. Because the Geneva is, you're perpetuating the Geneva. In other words, if I see, in the same way, even if I don't finish leave, if I see somebody, Yaakov, steal from Shlaima, and Yaakov drops the bag of the money, and I take the money and I don't return it to Shlaima, I'm also a waiver out of here. In other words,
I'm not sure what would be other cases. I didn't have time to look. But I think we could come up with other cases. I think maybe I'm wrong. But I imagine we'll come up with other cases in Chosh Mishpat where there was a kinyan that's done by Isser, and the question is whether the kinyan stays or not, or do we say that there, in fact, retroactively, there was no kinyan. I could see that. But certainly this is the original case there in Tosfos. So the shail is whether this could depend on our machlokas or not. It's not really clear that it does. Let's work backwards for a moment. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's clear that Rabbi Oberstein is right. According to Akiva Eiger, we say that there's no shlichus for averos, then obviously there was no action, and obviously the maisa was not kayim. That you have to say that. The shaila is, according to the sma, is there any flexibility to see the other side? But pashtas, the answer is no, because the sma says sabar shlo yishmalo. I didn't think it litli. I didn't think he'd listen to me. If you didn't think he'd listen to me, there's no mino. If there's mino, there's no shlichus, and you're back to Rabbi Oberstein's point, which is if there was no shlichus, then how could the maisa be kayim? So I found notes. How many years ago was this? 6, 4, 10, maybe 12 years ago? I learned Kiddushin, and I said some shurim on it, and in my notes, I had the following svara. I don't remember if it was my own or if I saw it somewhere else. I didn't see it somewhere else now, but I checked my notes, and I had this svara from years ago, and that is that perhaps we could reformulate the sma, and maybe we could understand a little bit how could Tosfos, again, it's a big shaila, how could there be a day in Tosfos that says the maisa is kayim? So perhaps, I was getting at it a little before, but obviously, perhaps we have to reinterpret the sma and say as follows, and that is that sover shlo yishmali is not as fundamental as we said before, that therefore there's not even a minui. What it means to say is that it's another way of saying, what's, you know, like in American law, you know, you could plead guilty, you could plead not guilty, and then you could plead not guilty with X, Y, Z explanation, or this, or that. So it's another way of saying, I plead shogeg. Not that there was no minui. Yes, there was a minui. I did appoint him. I mean, let's be honest, I did appoint him. But I'm b'shogeg because I never thought he would do it. That's tantamount to an accident. It's an accident in the sense that I never thought he would do it. I meant it, but I never really thought he would do it, and therefore it's a little bit accidental. So if you understand the sma that way, that what he really means, sover shlo yishmali, is in essence, bezdin, don't punish me, because I'm b'shogeg, if that would be the correct interpretation of the sma, I'm not sure it is, but maybe that's a way of understanding the sma, so then you could understand the Tosfos, because that is really only an argument for one end, to neutralize the possibility of being punished. It's a patur of onshin. It's a claim, don't punish me, I'm b'shogeg. But it doesn't mean that he wasn't my shliach. So maybe, according to the sma, what you have is a defense against onshim, but not something that's pulling the rug out from under the shlichus entirely. Let me.
According to the sma, in the case of the hitman, where he's a professional, you were telling me that the person who hired the hitman was a high onshim? He doesn't give him mitzvah?
Why is that the case?
Well, the shlichus works.
No, but he has the Torah. No, but it's the Torah. The sma, even according to what I'm saying, the sma is at least saying, my time is I'm a shogeg.
No, but in the case where he hires a professional.
You're getting back to a different point. And we said in Echanami, yes, according to the sma, yes, forget this point. So let's go back for a second. Yes, according to the sma, or at least there are those who say b'ikvas the sma, in a case where the person is muchzak ba'osa avera, or what we're calling a professional, taka yeshlich levar avera, and therefore the mashleach is chayiv. Yes. I think so. Chayiv b'dinei adam. I understand why it sounds radical, but
very radical. He didn't do it
nicely. Yeah, but take a look. Pause. Not that he's chayiv b'dinei shamayim. So if the Ramah is coming up with a chiddush based on the Tashbeit, that in certain cases it's even more than that. So again, maybe you'll tell me that it's Malkus and it's not.
Yeah. It's hard to give us raw.
What about?
Yeah. Well, I preceded the 2 days of Tosfos by saying that's only in a case where theoretically it's undoable. In other words, It's a ridiculous machlokas in the case of murder. Okay, we paskin Maisa's bottle. Get up. The mayor was bottle. It can't be that machlokas can't refer to those cases where there's a metzias that you can't be undone. Yes, so that's relevant because then we would say maybe there's no kiddushin.
So would that be
No, so I suggested that. I think Rabbi Kiva Eger would hold for sure the Maisa's bottle. Even Pasha Sasma would agree. What do you do with that day in Tosfos? So I'm open to other theories. The best one I have for you this evening is a slightly reformulated version of the Sma. Let's move on, just because we're running a little bit late, and I want to mention just a whole other exception here, because so far, other than perhaps this idea of the Muxuk, but I want to mention an issue of where maybe we really could bring to bear the full weight of Bezdin even against the Mishalayach, who seems to be sitting pretty, utilizing halacha, so to speak, as a tool for a loophole to get out of things. So one example where we saw where there seems to be some more than just Dinei Shemayim is the case of Muxuk. We saw that. And perhaps even a case of Shogeg. Those are the two examples. That's a machlokas. But what about another case? I mentioned at the opening of the shiur, does it matter, let's say I hire a guy to steal the menorah from the Beis HaMikdash. That was one of my cases we opened up the shiur with. Does it make a difference if I do that as opposed to I want to steal gold from Fort Knox? Same volume. And the answer is it may very well matter. Why? Because based on Sukkim, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that there are three exceptions to the rule, where we don't say Ein, but in fact we do say Yesh Shlichus Levar Vera. What are the three exceptions to the rule? Number one is Shlichus Yad. If I have a Pikadon as a Shomer, I'm not allowed to use it. So I say, I'm not going to use it, but I get a Shliach to use it, to take it, etc. That's called Shlichus Yad. That's an Avera. It's a part of Shomrim. There we say Yesh Shlichus Levar Vera. Number two is Tichu Mechira. To steal, in general, I stole from Fort Knox, I'm Shlichus Levar Vera. But now I have the further thing where I, in furtherance of that original crime, I either shech the animals or I resell them on the black market. So the act of reselling or shechting the animal, as the case may be, it's its own avera. We know it's a huge penalty, dollar v'hei, an extra fine. Let's say that's done by the shliach. And so there we say, yesh lichat v'avera. Who's going to have to pay the fine, the dollar v'hei? The mishaleach. What's the third example? Me'ila. What's me'ila in essence? Stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. I misappropriate. It's a good point. Right, but I could be amazed, I think. That seems to be from the Gemara.
If I'm amazed, somebody's got to be a shogeg in order.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. It's a good point. It's
the best shogeg. I think it's amazing. It might not be.
That's a good point. I didn't.
But it's not mutter. It's not.
Oh, no. It's certainly not mutter. But in other words, the yesh lichus levar vera is when it's shogeg.
I think, yeah. That's a good point. So I didn't put two and two together, meaning I know, obviously.
But I still have the Mishaleach can be the maid. The Mishaleach can remember.
Right.
That
it's. Okay, good. So I just want to spend 2 minutes explaining this. Fine. Why am I kidding myself? It won't be 2 minutes. Let's say 5 minutes. Let's do 5 minutes. The last one of the season. Let's do 5 minutes. That was not caught on tape, I hope.
How much 4 and 5?
I don't have time. So let's do 5 minutes just now. How do we understand these exceptions? Let's shot these exceptions. Yeah. Okay. So how do you understand that? Yeah, there are the Gemara quotes Pesukim. Yes. So one possibility, especially when you focus on the Pesukim, is to say it's an exception. Just like we said that in general averas are an exception to the shlichus. Usually the shlichus comes averas, there's not. So that's a boomerang. These three examples, we have Nacha Pasuk that tells us, yes, there is shlichus. That's one possibility. That's a simple understanding. But a more mechudish possibility is to say no. Ein shliach l'dvar avera means ein shliach l'dvar avera. How come in these cases the mashalech is still chayiv? Because what shlichus is a super powerful thing. As we started in the beginning of this year, shlichus means I am intimately, personally there. I am 1,000 miles away. But if my shliach did it, it's magic, it's as if I'm there. Now, there are certain halachos where we don't necessarily need shlichus. Shlichus is powerful and valuable in a case where you needed my personal involvement, and shlichus gave it to you, magically. But let's say there are halachos where you don't necessarily need my personal involvement or my personal maisa. Just being the cause of an action, even if it's a little bit more indirect, in certain cases, that itself may be sufficient. If you'll recall, we've mentioned when it comes to bris milah, a huge discussion about whether shlichus works for bris milah. But there's the answer is yes and no. Machlokas, two shitas. But there's also a third shita we've mentioned in the past about bris milah that says en chanami, there's no shlichus and milah, but that's because you don't need it. Who said I need the father bapoil to do the milah? The father's responsibility is to ensure that there's a milah. En chanami, the mole is not a shliach, but who cares? You don't need shlichus for milah. You just need that the father made sure of it. So not everything that you need shlichus. Perhaps that's the approach here as well. Maybe when we say that these are three exceptions, we don't mean that there is shlichus here. What we mean to say is let's reevaluate these three averos. Why are you chayav shlichus yad? Not necessarily because you bepoil personally did it. As long as you're the cause of a misappropriation of someone's pikadon, you're chayav. If you're the cause of the tficha mechira, the furtherance of the theft, you're chayav. And if you're the cause of the misappropriation of heftish, then that's the chiyuv. The chiddush here is that you don't have to be personally involved. So in economy, there's still no shlichus. But since I'm the one who caused it, I'm the one who organized it, I'm the ringleader, that itself is a chiyuv. So let's just give you quick, a few nafkaminas where you'll see that this idea plays out. And if you want a marmukam, as far as I know, the earliest marmukam that explicitly discusses these svaras, and he splits the decision, he says milah is different than maybe than the other two, is a ktos. The ktos is simin reish, Sadi Bey's Aleph, he in essence says there's two dinim. He says only in Me'ilah do we say it's Shlichus, and that's why, based on the Pasuk, even the Mashleach is Chayim. But he says, by the other two Shlichus, Yad Dal Vehei, the Ksos already says this far that I was telling you, that it's as if I'm a type of Poshea. I caused it to happen, even though I didn't do it. And Echonami, there's no Shlichus, but I'm a Poshea because I caused it to happen. So just give you very quick things. Usually we say, Ein Shlichus L'Katan. What about one of these three cases? So here this is a discussion. And in Me'ilah, there is a notion that if you have a cotton, do the Me'ilah for you, it could be that the Mashalach will be Chayiv. Again, it works with that second assumption. Or, someone asked about a non-Jew before, I was waiting for this. The Nesivis, in Simon Kuf, Pei, Beis, Sifkan Aleph, says if the Nachri, if a non-Jew will do the wishes of a Mashalach to do the Me'ilah, then it could also be a blowback that the Mashalach is Chayiv. A Nachri, a guy can't do Shlichus. The answer is, Anachanami, you see from that, that the reason that it works in that I'm chayiv is not because of shlichus, you don't even need shlichus. And what about the following? This is a really sharp one. It's a Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Gimel Vav. What if you send a shliach to shech the stolen animal on Shabbos? So, how do you understand that? So, in theory, you could say as follows. Even if we assume that in the case of Tzvicha Mechira, there is a chiddush of actual shlichus, right? It's one of the three exceptions. Maybe we say there is shlichus there. But if there's a simultaneous chil Shabbos, and that's the usual din of ein shlichus l'dvar vera, then l'chora, what that would mean, especially if you hold like Rav Kiv Eger is, there is no shlichus. I can't be a shlich for you because I'm being mechal Shabbos. And if I'm being mechal Shabbos, I can't be a shlich for you. Huh? No, that was the other case. I've moved on. I'm going quick. I'm sorry. Okay? So in that case, maybe you would say, since I can't be your shliach because I'm being machal Shabbos simultaneously, the same act that Chil Shabbos is the tavach u'machar, or in this called tavach. So if that's the case, if I can't be your shliach for that action because it's a Chil Shabbos, maybe I can't be your shliach for the tzvich either, and therefore you're going to get putter even for that. However, if you say that it's the second approach, that the reason in general we say, quote, Yeshlech Varvera for Tzvicha Mechira isn't really because of Shlichus, but because you don't need Shlichus. So in this case, Enechanami, you're not my Shliach for Chil Shabbos, but what's the difference? You're not my Shliach for Tzvicha Mechira either, but it's as if I caused you and therefore I might still be Chai. So when it comes to the case of leave aside Sam's Ara, which needs to be clarified, with the menorah from the Beis HaMikdash, that would seem to be a case in which the Mishalech is going to be Chayiv. So it's much better steal from Fort Knox, or for that matter, even from a Jewish bank. But don't steal from the Beis HaMikdash if you want to get away with it. Because if you steal from the Beis HaMikdash or Shlichus Yad or Tavach HaMachar, then the Mishalayach will be Chayiv. Not only B'dinei Shemayim, but even B'dinei Adam. Okay, a good Shabbos to one and all. Of course, the better thing I really should just clarify since we're on the internet is don't steal and don't do avers.